Sometimes it's hard to feel good about the internet with all of the opportunities for and acts of bad behavior, like Russian government trolls who deliberately sow confusion and disruption online, notably around the 2016 U.S. election. But the fact that we've even heard about Russian troll farms is thanks to people like Ludmila Savchuk. She's a journalist in St. Petersburg, and she spent the past 4 years giving interview after interview to Western media to get the word out about online Russian trolls. Our own Charles Maines recently caught up with Savchuk in St. Petersburg.
Ludmila Savchuk first became a troll slayer back in 2014. Savchuk started noticing websites and social media accounts attacking Russia's opposition with a frequency she hadn't seen before. It just seemed so coordinated. So when she later heard that the organization rumored to be behind the campaign, the Internet Research Agency, or IRA, was hiring writers, she went for it.
I wanted to get in there to see how it works, of course. But the most important thing was to see if there was some way to stop it.
She was hired as a blogger. And once inside the troll factory, Savchuk was stunned to see hundreds of mostly younger Russians working as paid trolls in rotating shifts.
On the computers is a list of topics, things like the US, EU, Vladimir Putin, the Russian military. Each worker has a quota to fill every day and every night, because the factory works around the clock.
Было возложено наполнение именно магической тематикой.
Savchuk spent just 2.5 months at the IRA before she published her investigation in a local newspaper. Her conclusion: the troll farm was a Kremlin administration project, run by a shadowy local restaurateur named Yevgeny Prigozhin. Now, that name may sound familiar. Prigozhin is also known as Putin's chef, and he was placed under U.S. sanctions in 2018 for what American officials say was a coordinated attempt to interfere with the U.S. elections. But that would all come later, even before the local troll exposé spread into a full-blown international scandal. Savchuk shifted to activism, lecturing on disinformation and trying to name and shame participants in the troll farm.
I
acted like any journalist would, only I went further.
She even sued the IRA in a Russian court in 2015, winning a symbolic 1 ruble victory over the troll farm for labor code violations. More importantly, the court ruling brought the work of the Internet Research Agency out of the shadows and into full public view. Meanwhile, Savchuk continued to publish her thoughts on countering disinformation to her main online outlet, her Facebook feed, which is where Savchuk's already weird story takes an even weirder turn. After returning home from a conference in Washington, D.C. last November, she found her Facebook account inexplicably blocked. 1 month, 2 months, then three. Repeated attempts to restore her account and verify her identity with her passport went nowhere. Until finally, mid-February, boom, without any explanation, her profile was back. Now, why this happened is still a mystery. We reached out to Facebook for an explanation, but they haven't responded. Savchuk thinks IRA trolls may have flooded Facebook with complaints about her account. Another theory: Savchuk was swept up by Facebook's campaign to weed out fake Russian troll accounts. Facebook has touted those efforts amid increased congressional scrutiny after the 2016 election, and some Western media outlets have mistakenly identified Savchuk as a former troll. Either way, Savchuk says she feels burned by the experience.
Мне кажется, что я что-то сделала для Фейсбука. Вот, но когда они меня заблокировали, я так.
I thought I was doing something to help Facebook. I was working to expose online propaganda, including on Facebook. And when they blocked me, they made it so I couldn't do that anymore.
Meanwhile, the stress and online isolation have taken a toll. Savchuk doesn't hide. She had a breakdown since blowing the whistle on the IRA. And while she doesn't regret taking on the fight, this troll slayer, now 37, is no longer convinced she can win. Even though he was indicted by Robert Mueller's investigative team last year, Putin's chef is doing just fine, Savchuk notes.
Мне кажется, этот подход какой-то, это какой-то замкнутый круг.
Prigozhin's media empire and government contracts continue to grow.
Ты видишь по последним новостям, он получает все новые контракты.
Despite, or maybe because of attention from the U.S., good things keep coming Prigozhin's way. For The World, Charles Maynes, St. Petersburg.